Anybody who was a great military hero, an emperor, victory in battle, you have a triumph. And a triumph is a big procession through Rome. And many of them then had a triumphal arch. And this one is at the end of the Via Triumphalis, which is the triumphal way, which led right through the Forum down to the Colosseum. Now, this arch is wonderful. Here it is. You can see it from the other side. We go a little bit closer. On the side of it, there are beautiful flat statues, bas reliefs of battles, not only of Constantine, but also previous great emperors like Marcus Aurelius and Trajan. But I have to tell you, the reason why this is so important is not because of his battles. It is more to do with the influence this has had on building and architecture and art throughout the rest of Europe. Well, in fact, the rest of the world, because in the 1700s, people started visiting here and they saw this amazing art of ancient Rome and they took these ideas back to Northern Europe and they started building. And here you see it. We have the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. Arc de Triomphe means triumphal arch. And there on the side, we have Napoleon dressed up as a Roman emperor. And then in London, we have Marble Arch. Look at it. It's almost exactly the same proportions as the Arch of Constantine. You can see where the influence comes from. So in terms of art and architecture, really, really key, that Arch of Constantine. But now let's enter the Roman Forum. Up we go. We're going to go up towards the Arch of Titus, son of Vespasian. And as you look at the top, can you see what's inscribed there? Senatus Populus Quae Romanus, the Senate and people of Rome, the symbol of Rome. Now we're going to enter into the Forum. And when you go into the Forum, you find that it's a real chaos of parts of buildings and temples and ruins. It's difficult to make head nor tail of it. You need to go to the far side, which is what we're going to do. And we're going to go and look back towards the Colosseum. So there's the Colosseum in the distance. And in between this hill where we're standing, this is the Capitol Hill, and the Colosseum, there is this main route, the Via Sacra, the sacred way, which was really, you know, the most important route through the very center of Rome, because the Forum was the place where people came to do business. You'd have lawyers here, you'd have markets here, you'd have people doing business meetings here. You had temples to various different gods. And fortunately, some of those temples have been converted into churches, like this one right in the center towards the upper part of your screen. And then on the left-hand side, we have the Temple of Saturn, and they have rebuilt some of those columns. And we can look slightly to the left. Behind the Temple of Saturn, we have another triumphal arch. That is the Arch of Septimus Severus, the first emperor to come from North Africa. He was very, very dark-skinned. And then behind that, there is a brick building, and that is the Curia. And the Curia was the place where the senators used to meet. So basically, the government of Rome used to meet right here. So this really was the heart of ancient Rome. But nowadays, we have much more modern buildings. I mean, we don't consider the 16th century as modern anymore, but in the 16th century, this would have been very modern in comparison to the antiquities around. Now, there are other Roman remains. How about this? Just on the other side of the Capitol Hill, we have this theatre, the Teatro di Marcello, Marcellus's theatre. Now, an amphitheatre like the Colosseum was two theatres put together. And this was a theatre that was part of ancient Rome and very much left to go to rack and ruin after the end of the Roman Empire, a lot like the Colosseum. But, you know, in medieval times, the important families of Rome, and there were certain families that were really, really important, and there were literally big fights between these families, and so they used to build themselves into kind of fortress-like buildings, and that's exactly what happened here. So on the top, as you can see, you have apartment blocks. Can you imagine living above a Roman theater, something that is 1700, 1800 years old? Well, here we had the Orsini family, one of the most important families of Rome, who would have been fighting against the Colonnas, the Aldobrandinis, the Barberinis, etc., etc. And that's where they made their home. And once again, you see how it's been shored up to make sure that it doesn't fall down. So part of it will be actually medieval, so 800, 900 years old. Now, before we move on from ancient Rome, I told you about Nero's house, his golden house. Underneath the ground in 1480, somebody was doing, well, on above ground, somebody was doing some excavations. They were trying to find the bars of Titus. And suddenly a hole appeared and the man disappeared. He ended up on a whole heap of rubble and he found himself inside this amazing building. And he looked up and he could see these painted ceilings. So this was the most major find. Nobody realized it was there. Nero's golden house. And this is what it looks like. It's really difficult to get inside. You have to book in advance. You have to wear hard hats because it's still an excavation site. But this is the largest of the rooms that's there. And this is Nero's famous octagon room where he would have had dining. It would have been covered in marble. The ceiling would have had stucco on it. The ceilings would have been painted. It would have been really, really bright. When you go in, you find yourself walking down these really big arched passageways. And when you look up, you see these ceilings and you find that there are the most exquisite frescoes. Go a little bit closer and you can see the detail. And that's what people did when they were coming here in the 1600s, late 1600s, 1700s. People wanted to discover all these places and they took the ideas back to Northern Europe. Take a look at this. Looks almost exactly the same, doesn't it? This is the Etruscan room of a big, big country house that is actually just on the edge of London, Austerley House. And you can see where the influence came from, either from Nero's golden house or maybe even from Pompeii. Okay, so leaving the ancient Rome behind for a while, and here we are in point zero, right in the center of Rome. The Capitol Hill is just behind here, and this is a massive, great big monument which the Romans hate. They don't like it at all. It's bold, it's brash, it's bright and white, and it's only 100 years old. I mean, it's so modern. So it's not their favorite, but it's a monument to the nation. And as we go closer, we can see there is a big statue right in the center. On that statue is a massive great bronze equestrian statue of the first King of Italy. Victor Emmanuel II became King of Italy in 1861. But as I said, it's a monument to the nation as well. And you've got the Italian flag on either side. And also just next to those two Italian flags, right at the bottom, there are two plinths where you can't see today because the sun was shining so much, you can't see the flames, but there are eternal flames there. And those eternal flames are guarded night and day by Air Force, Army, and Navy in turn. So the Victor Emmanuel Monument, we're going to turn our back on it and we're going to look away from ancient Rome and through that Campus Martius, this flat area between ancient Rome and the Tiber.